Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, and for those that will be listening to the service over different devices and later on recording. Saba blessing everyone on this beautiful, sunny, and very comfortable Sabbath. I hope and pray that you have better weather wherever you live. This is our lesson 335, chapter 71, entitled A Servant of Servants. This is our part three on this Sabbath, July 24th, 2021. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And our theme for our Tiny Tot song is entitled Praising, Praising. And our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it for us.
Praise him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Praise him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Love him, all ye little children. God is love. Love him, all ye little children. God is love, serve him, all ye little children. God is love, serve him, all ye little children. God is love, crown him, all ye little children. God is love, crown him, all ye little children. God is love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little toddlers in our midst, helped by either parents or elder children, if you would like to open the section of your study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Mm-hmm. God blesses everyone. Go ahead, nice and loud.
Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us.
Nice and loud.
The uncle. Hey, mommy. And my uncle, little uncle, my mom, my dad, my other uncles, a lot of my uncles.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, dear little ones, we have another beautiful poem for you for your section. It's entitled Genuine Beauty. So let's have a listening ears so we can be able to hear your parents share the poem for you. Just give me a few seconds. It just went back.
Genuine beauty. Beautiful faces are those that wear. It matters little if dark or fair. Whole soul's honesty printed there.
Beautiful eyes are those that show like crystal panes where hearth fires glow. Beautiful thoughts that burn below.
Beautiful lips are those whose words leap from the heart like songs of birds, yet whose utterance prudence girds.
Beautiful hands are those that do work that is earnest and brave and true. moment by moment, the long day through.
Beautiful feet are those that go on kindly ministry to and fro, down lowliest ways if God wills so.
Beautiful shoulders are home, are those that bear ceaseless burdens of homely care with patient grace and daily prayer.
Beautiful lives are those that bless silent rivers of happiness whose hidden fountains but few may guess.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. As we are waiting for the decision on the lesson book, we are going to keep the Tiny Tots Walk in place until when we receive the lessons, okay? So, dear ones, this is their nature walk, five senses, and they have learned on the nature walk that they have, and especially the one from last Sabbath where they experienced bees and also flower. And our dear brother Josh will give two small monologues concerning the two things that have brought their attention in their nature walk. Brother Josh?
On it, Mom. Okay. Today's lesson is nature's. What is the flower? What is a flower? The word flower means the best of everything. That is just what God was giving the children of Israel, the best of everything. They need to learn to trust in Him, that He was providing them the best food, water, and protection. So we can see in the first paragraph what a flower actually means. It means the best of everything, and that's just what God intended us to have since He made the world. So to have the best care and the best of life. Otherwise, without Him, the life would be at the opposite of best, the worst. Continuing. The flower is the reproductive part of any seed-bearing plant. Weeds, trees, shrubs, vines, vegetables, and grasses all have flowers. There are about 250,000 varieties of flowering plants. There were over 1 million Israelites who came out of Egypt. Some were like weeds, some like trees, some like vines. All need to learn to trust their lives to God so they could bloom and fulfill the purpose of God intended for them. And so we see Eve how flowers can there's multiply by the hundreds, thousands, even billions in lots of places, and that's why they can be found everywhere in the world except for the North or South Pole, since it's too cold for any plants to grow there. But who knows when the earth is made new, perhaps there will be flowers that grow on those sides of the world. we see how many were in the Israelites as they were leaving to Egypt. Some were good, like flowers and trees, vines that help, and some were like weeds, wanting to do their own way and cause sin in their lives because they thought they'd be a better life for them. But with all that being said, they had to trust in God. Their trip to the promised land will all be in vain. And plus, there's no way they can handle things on their own. They just trusted in their own strength and minds. Moving on. Flowers grow almost everywhere or form snow-covered mountains to hot, dry deserts. Wherever they grow, that place is more beautiful. The children of Israel are like flowers trying to grow in the desert. However, they need to learn to trust in God that they might make the desert a beautiful, blooming flower garden. This is flowers can be everywhere. God can be praised everywhere too. It doesn't have to be just in the desert or at just at home. It can be anywhere we go. So, as long as we trust in Him, all things will be good. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy. And singing, the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Isaiah 35:1-2. God may allow the little landscape of our lives to become barren like a desert so that others may see, by way of contrast, the excellency of our God and cause us to bloom in such unfavorable circumstances. So we see in this part of the lesson how great God has made these flowers in the places where they dwell. And just as it says that He allows the little landscape of us to become barren like a desert, that would imply that sometimes you may not always have what we expect, but overall you ought to trust Him. After all, He knows what He's doing, and we just need to understand it and go along with it. That way, the more we cooperate with Him, the more we will trust in Him. And on to the next story about the bee. The honeybee is an insect. A honeybee is an insect. Insects have three parts to their bodies with two compound eyes, two antennae, wings, and legs with six joints on each. There are many kinds of bees, such as leaf-cutting bees, bumblebees, paper wasps, hornets, and many others. Honeybees are known for the honey they make and for their pollination of flowers. Honeybees work to produce honey. They have to visit about 2,000 flowers to make just one tablespoonful of honey. Imagine how many words that would take. In the Bible lesson, Rebecca was willing to work hard to make a life sweeter for Eliezer and his 10 camels. Each camel may drink as much as 10 gallons of water at a time. And so we see how many kinds of bees they are, what they're called, the parts, and what's their motive to make the honey. The honey that they make can be helpful for these things. It doesn't have to, it can be just a sweet thing just to taste. It can be also be used for making some of our favorite treats, like baked honey bread, sometimes in our cereal and other things. It also can be used for medicine too, like when you have a sore throat. And also the lesson of the time was about Rebecca, and she made the life a sweeter fellow user by helping him. She gave, it was all part of the user's plan, and it worked out. So she gave water to him and had sympathy and gave water to the camels. That's what a courteous act at both Rebecca and the bees do. So you can do the same thing too, like offer help to someone when they need it, or even give this someone something even though they never asked it. It'll still be a good thought that counts. Even God will be pleased with that. Anyway, there are certain things that make an insect an insect. They usually have three parts of their bodies. They usually have wings. They usually have six legs. They usually have six joints on each leg. There are certain things that make courteous children courteous. They love God like Abraham, Isaac, and Eliezer did. They respect their parents like Isaac did. They are polite and kind like Eliezer. They respect the council in Proverbs 16:31 and follow the council in Leviticus 19:32. So we see all the things that make insects like the bee what they are. Or they have the three parts of the bodies, the wings, six legs, and in each one with a joint. But we all know not all the insects are the same. Part two is what most of them have. So some don't have wings at all. And some have more than just six legs, like the centipede, the caterpillar, or they're the maybe few insects that have more than six legs. They're around to have 50 or more. And you see the list of what makes a courteous child what they are, or if you trust this in God, and follow the ways He expects you to, then that you are being courteous, just like Abraham, Isaac, Eliezer, and even Rebecca. So you gotta remember to respect your parents, do exactly everything that they tell you to. Even if you don't understand, it's still worth it to obey their instruction. And be polite and kind to everyone. Nobody likes being a rude or rude person. And you see what happens when that happens, and if you get the chance of reading Proverbs 16 and Leviticus 19, and also read all chapters of the Bible, you can be able to learn more how to be courteous and respectful to everybody. And the more you do that, the more God will put His trust in you, and the more courteous you'll be in the future. And that's the lesson for today.
Amen. First, well, thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. But little ones, we have heard what it is so important for the job of the bees, and also how beautiful the flowers have a greater meaning of what the Lord has created it for. So you all are flowers as well, and the fragrance that you will give in your life is ways how many around will enjoy them as well. So remember, dear ones, when you go to your nature walk with your parents or siblings, a little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Well, dear ones, the opening hymn to our family meeting is taken from hymn book number 413. That's the number in my book, and it's entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear Him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may it find me dear each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past. For His love has been so gracious, it has won my heart at last.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from His fullness gather grace and comfort every day.
Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit low at thy feet. Oh, look down in love upon me. Let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. I could hear the little kicking in the back as well. Praise God. If anyone else, the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open our family study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Pray.
Jesus was...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Chris, you want to pray? Come pray.
Yes.
Thank you. No, we're not playing ball. We're praying. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father. Which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth.
On earth.
As it is.
As it is.
In heaven.
Holy.
Give us. This day.
This day.
Our daily bread. And. Give us. Our debts. As we. Forgive. Our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 13, verse 5, from the King James Version, and it reads, "After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherein he was girded." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, even our guests, we will continue with our part 3 of our lesson entitled A Servant of Servants in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear.
John chapter 13, verse 6, King James Version. Then cometh
he
to
Simon.
Peter.
And
Peter.
Saith. Unto. Him.
Lord. Doest.
With.
Thou.
Thou.
Wash.
Wash.
My.
My.
Feet.
Feet.
No. Feet.
Feet.
Come here, Chrissy. John chapter 13, verse 7.
Jesus
answered and said unto him. What I do. Thou knowest not
now,
but thou
Shout.
Shout.
No.
No.
Hereafter.
Hereafter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John chapter 13, verse 8, Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
John 13:9. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
John 13:10. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. Continuing.
John chapter 13, verse 11. For he who should betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. I hope you can hear me well.
Yes, we can, dear sister. Praying for you, dear Brother Joel Nahate, that the Lord may be able to clear the connection by God's grace. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining us. Today we will cover pages 645 through 646. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 645. Before the Passover, Judas had met a second time with the priests and the scribes and had closed the contract to deliver Jesus into their hands. Yet, he afterward mingled with the disciples as though innocent of any wrong and interested in the work of preparing for the feast. The disciples knew nothing of the purpose of Judas. Jesus alone could read his secret, yet he did not expose him. Jesus hungered for his soul. And continue on the next slide, please. And continuing. He felt for him such a burden as for Jerusalem when he wept over the doomed city. His heart was crying, How can I give thee up? The constraining power of the love of that love was felt by Judas. When the Savior's hands were bathing those soiled feet and wiping them with the towel, the heart of Judas thrilled through and through with the impulse then and there to confess his sin. And continuing on the next slide, and I will bubble down and have someone else share as well.
Desire of Ages, page 645. Continuing, but he would not humble himself. He hardened his heart against repentance, and the old impulses for the moment put aside again controlled him. Judas was now offended at Christ's act in washing the feet of his disciples. If Jesus could so humble himself, he thought he could not be Israel's king. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading, all hope of worldly honor in a temporal kingdom was destroyed. Judas was satisfied that there was nothing to be gained by following Christ. After seeing him degrade himself, as he thought, he was confirmed in his purpose to disown him and confessed himself deceived. He was possessed by a demon. And he resolved to complete the work he had agreed to do in betraying his Lord. The Desire of Ages, page 645, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 13 to 15. This was taken from the Desire of All Nations in the Memory Verse CD, volume 3. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. Welcome to all the brethren that are just coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 645. If any one of the dear ones would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Desire of Ages, page 645. Judas, in choosing his position at table, had tried to place himself first. And Christ, as a servant, served him first. John, towards whom Judas had felt so much bitterness, was left to the last. But John did not take this as a rebuke or slight. As the disciples watched Christ's actions, they were greatly moved. When Peter's turn came, he exclaimed with astonishment, "Lord, doest thou wash my feet?" Christ's condescensions broke his heart. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 645, continue. He was filled with shame to think that one of the disciples was not performing this service. "What I do," Christ said, "thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter could not bear to see his Lord, whom he believed to be the Son of God, acting the part of a servant. His whole soul rose up against this humiliation. He did not realize that for this Christ came to the world. With great emphasis, he exclaimed, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Desire of Ages, page 645, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones, from the scripture. But this one is in chapter 49, verse 6. Also taken from the Desire of All Nations memory verse, but this is in volume 2.
Israel, I will also give the quarter light to the Gentiles.
Let us continue in our study. We are in page 646. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Solemnly, Christ said to Peter, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." The service which Peter refused was a type of a higher cleansing. Christ had come to wash the heart from the stain of sin. In refusing to allow Christ to wash his feet, next slide, please. Peter was refusing the higher cleansing included in the lower. He was really rejecting his Lord. It is not humiliating to the Master to allow him to work for our purification. The truest humility is to receive with thankful heart any provision made in our behalf, and with earnestness do service for Christ. Desire of Ages, page 646, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Also found in volume 3 of the Desire of All Nation memory verse. Continue. We are still in page 646. If anyone of the dear remnant family or the older siblings would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
You can go ahead.
Thank you. Desire of Ages, page 646. At the words, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me," Peter surrendered his pride and self-will. He could not endure the thought of separation from Christ. That would have been death to him. "Not my feet only," he said, "but also my hands and my head." Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Desire of Ages, page 646, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Blue. So let's learn our last beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is in the Spirit of Prophecy book, Step to Christ, page 52, paragraph 2. And this was taken from the Scripture Song Singers section, Encouraging Quotes, Memory Verse CD.
Jesus loves to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, sinfulness, and fall at his feet in penitence, just as we are, just as we are. It is his glory to encircle us in the arms of his love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us from all impurity. Jesus loves to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, steps to Christ, page 52.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we will be reserving the 6 questions that we do have in our review section. Or any other question that may need research, you can send it before next week. So next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing our part 3 of our chapter entitled A Servant, A Servant. So if you have any question to research, otherwise, you may be able to keep it until we meet again. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family meetings with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name, Lord. We thank you for the Children's Sabbath school lesson and all the lessons that we have learned and partake. I pray that all the little ones will take them with them throughout the week, and the parents as well, and that it become part of their daily routines. Father, be with us for the rest of the day and for the second part of the services. Be with the ones that are given the message. Bless and keep us for the rest of the day. I pray in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have our part 2 review of our chapter 71 entitled A Servant of Servants. This is our part 3, and it will be held July 31st, 2021. May you all have a blessed Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.